We're doing the Rambam introduction to Mishnah in the Rambam La'am edition. It's page Chaf. We're holding just after the quote from the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Tet Tet about the prophet being a seer.
But Shmuel was a prophet.
Shmuel was a prophet, correct.
But why did he call himself a seer if Hashem allows him to see?
It's a good question. When we learn Shmuel, Bezrat Hashem, we'll discuss it. I want to look in this edition what page it is. Here, on the Rambams of Rav Shilat, it's page Lamed Beis. The Shema Yachshov. But we're learning the Ibn Tibbon translation, Upen Yachshov. So the last paragraph on page Lamed Beis in Rav Shilat's edition. Upen Yachshov Choshev Yomar, unless someone think and say, Im Bikiyum Odat HaChidushim VaAtidot Itkeem HaNvuah LaToen Ota, if one's prophecy is validated merely by the fact that he can foretell what the future holds, hinei kol hakosmim, then all the magicians, v'hovrei shamayim, and different people who analyze the skies, uvalei hakochot hanafshiyim, and those that have different spiritual strengths, emotional strengths, yicholim liton tanat hanevuah, they can also claim that they have prophecy. Shanu roim otam ein be'ein kol hayom magidim ha'she'atid liyot. We see them with our clear eyes, we see it, that they can foretell what's going to be. V'zechei nafshi perek gadol v'roi le'erotan. This is the Rambam, I swear by my soul, is a very large chapter, and it's fitting we should explain it. Kedei sheit ba'er ha'efresh, so that we can explain the difference ben divrei ha'mitnabe b'shem Elokim v'divrei ba'al ha'kochot. So we can understand the difference between the one who has prophecy in the name of God and those that have different strengths to understand what's going to be in the future. V'ani omer, and I say as follows, She'akosmim v'ovrei shemayim v'amchashmim anshei chavurah ha'hi yagidu atidot ha'hoyot. The different magicians, the different people who can look into the future, they can tell you the things that are going to happen in the near future. אבל יצדק קצתם וישקור קצתם בהכרח. And they'll be partially right and partially wrong, and this must be so. וזה הדבר הנורים אותו תמיד. We always see it this way. When people call someone and they say, tell me what's holding in my future. So I'll tell them, C, A, B, C. People only notice the A or the B that's right. They don't notice the C or the D that's wrong. So they might be partially accurate. They might say something that to an extent is correct. And the people who actually do that, the magicians or whoever it is that can foretell the future, they too agree. They don't lie. They also know that they cannot predict with accuracy what's going to be. Why is one considered better than the other? Because he lies less than the other. Meaning, everyone agrees they lie. Everyone agrees they're inaccurate. The question is, how inaccurate? The less inaccurate they are, the better they're considered. But to reach a point where they're correct with accuracy about everything in the future, that's impossible. They cannot tell you something with accuracy. And they too, they don't deceive themselves. They don't think, they don't take pride and say, we could be exact and tell you what's going to be in the future, and everything we say exactly is going to happen. What they say is, Shazot shana tiyeh vatzoret. This year is going to be a dry year, a year of a drought, v'shlo yered geshem klal, and there will be no rain. V'nitza sheyab geshem me'at. And then turns out that that year, there was a little bit of rain. So they'll say, yeah, we said it would be a drought. Yeah, but he also said it's not going to rain at all. And then they people remember that they said it would be a drought. People don't remember that they said, well, it's not going to rain at all. Yeah.
You see similar things like this in Florida also.
What?
How many people went down how many souls went down to Egypt? 70. Of them were 70. Oh, it's just, it's one of the
Not 69 is like 70, but then Tanakh numbers around it.
No rain, a cloud is like a little bit.
Fine. But in prophecy, we say it can't work. That if a person is coming and giving prophecy that it's going to be so, that can't work. When the Torah is recounting things, so then the Torah has reasons why it says things in a certain way. Yeah, but it's a recounting. And the Torah is not telling you 70 will go down. The Torah is telling you a recounting of how many people went down. The Torah has a reason why it says a person gets 40 lashes, and really the Torah meant 39. The Torah says Moshe was 80 years old when he left Egypt, and he was 79. There are reasons why the Torah wants to say things this way. So that's not validating a prophecy. When a prophet walks in, wait, let's see how the Rambam says it. Or if one of these people says Shemachal Yered Geshem, tomorrow it'll rain, and then turns out that it didn't rain tomorrow, it rained 2 days later. So people say, fine, yeah, he said it's going to rain. Similar things. And this happens even to the best of them. And even those that are famous, that the books describe, and that's what the prophet Isaiah says to the Babylonians. Let them stand up and save you, those that look into the sky. Those that can see into the sky and they declare what's going to be in the months and the new things that happen to you. And our sages say that Isaiah said these people predict from that which will occur. So that's exactly what they do. They predict from that which will occur, ולא כל אשר, but they cannot predict all that will occur. ואין מועדי הנביאים והבטחתם כן. And when the prophets say something's going to happen, when they promise something, that's not so. אבל יצדק הכל עד המילה האחרונה, but everything is exact till the last word. ולא יפול דבר מדבריהם, and nothing that they say falls. לא קטון ולא גדול, not something minor nor major. כל ימי עולם בכל אשר ידבר בו בשם האל. For eternity, whoever speaks in God's name, everything he says happens. Valken, and therefore, Kshiyashuvri kam, davar midvarav, when some aspect of what he says is inaccurate, does not come true, neidashiko, then we know he's lied. Ve'huma she'amar, and that's why the prophet says, ki lo yipol midvar Hashem arza. God's word, nothing from God's word falls down. Yonah.
So wait,
the Rambam will deal with that.
Okay.
Let's see what the Rambam says.
He's
going to modify this. Right. Ulinyan ze ramaz Yirmiyahu b'cholmim sheitzdeku b'maritam. And this concept is what the prophet Jeremiah alluded to when he said that those that dream can sometimes be correct in their dreams and the visions they see. But they proclaimed that what they saw in dreams was like prophecy. And for that, Jeremiah was rebuking them and destroying their claims. When he said, if a prophet has a dream, he should tell it as a dream. But if my word is with him, yedaber dvari emet, then he'll speak my word, and that is truth. Malateven et habar. How could you compare the grain with the byproducts? Nuhum Hashem, says Hashem. The bar is the stuff that you clean the grain from. You can't have grain without bar.
But wait,
if you receive it in a dream and say it's in a dream, and if it's not in a dream, then it's...
Then happens. Prophecy. He's saying you can't compare prophecy with the dream. Many people have dreams, and the dreams can have a certain level of accuracy.
What if it's a prophetic dream, and then it happened?
Wait. There's dream, and there's prophecy. Prophecy.
But Joseph saw dreams, and then...
Fine. A dream can be true, but a dream isn't prophecy. So that's a different point. You're right that the prophecy is referred to that it appears, so to speak, b'chalom adaber bo. Hashem uses the word chalom, but it doesn't mean a dream like our dream. It doesn't mean a guy went to sleep and had a dream. Meaning there's a difference. The term is borrowed when God describes every other prophet's prophecy. You're right. There it's a borrowed term.
But in the Tanakh it says not only about prophecy, it says night visions. So dreams is a prophecy.
No.
Because I think
the prophecy can be called the Marot HaLaila. It says that in Zechariah, I think.
And Shmuel, it says the night he came to him
right.
In the night.
So?
And the night is a dream about the prophecy.
No. There are dreams and there are prophecy, and sometimes prophecy is called dream, but it doesn't mean that it's a dream like the dreams we dream.
But if Hashem speaking with the people or something like that happens in a dream, so why isn't it a prophecy in a dream?
You're right that there are times that Hashem will appear like to Lavan and to Pharaoh or to Avimelech in a dream.
In Yaakov also, he prophesied for exiles.
That was Nebuah. So you're right. It's difficult to discern when it's Nebuah and when it's a dream. You're right.
There are other dreams that we dream just like what you said, like out of in the digestion, something we saw. But you remember, you told it.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you.
But when Hashem speaks to people in the dreams, it's not just a dream out of love.
Right. But it's also not a dream like the dream we dream. It's called a dream, but it doesn't mean that it's the same thing. Mm. Meaning a dream is viewed with our imagination. Yeah. And nevuah is viewed with our neshama.
Oh, yes.
It's a difference.
Yes.
So a person might be sleeping, but a person is going to know that what he saw is nevuah and it wasn't a dream. Okay. And our sages explained this point. Shanevuah. That when Yirmiyo was rebuking the people and telling them, if you have a dream, then tell it over as a dream. You can't compare it to prophecy, because prophecy has no byproducts. Everything is exactly what's necessary and is exactly true. So our sages explained that he was saying prophecy is clear, and there's nothing that's inaccurate. Kuma baram ha mivorah min ateven. Just like when you have clean grain and you clean it from the stalks, right? When you cut off the grain, so you have the stalks, and then you thresh it and you have the kernels, and you clear off the tevin. So you have mala tevin et abau. What are you bringing back the stalks, the hay, to mix it in with the bau, with the clean grain? The chalomot. And the different types of people who claim they can foresee the future, the people who dream dreams, the different types of magicians, the majority of what they say is lies. Katevin, like hey, sheyeshba is a gagirei chita, that has some kernels of grain. You can't compare prophecy, which is all grain, to a situation where you have hay and there are a few kernels of grain inside. That hay with the little kernels inside is these magicians, these dreamers who speak about the future, and that there are some kernels of truth in what they're saying, but much of what they're saying is inaccurate. The Amrun, our sages said, Keshem Shivshal Abar Belo Teven, just like you can't have clean grain without some hay. Kach, by the same token, yivshal achalom lo dvarim telim. You can't have a dream without some of the dream being worthless and inaccurate.
Why God gives permission for even partially right for magicians? Why they have this kernel too?
The what? The kernel?
We could understand it in a few different ways. We could understand that Hashem made these available for the nations. They don't have prophets, so they have someone who could tell them a little bit about the future. And Hashem says, you don't need it. You were given prophets who could tell you exactly what's going to be. We could understand that this also gives us a certain amount of free choice. If there were only liars and then prophets, then it would be very obvious to go with the prophet. But when you have other people who have a certain percent of accuracy, and the nations are going to these other people, so then, to an extent, that gives us free choice at the same time that we have prophecy. There are other understandings, but these are two possible understandings. And now the Rambam is entering the point which David pointed out, that there's a large chapter that we have to explain, the who, and that is as follows. Shanavik sheitnabe b'tzorot umorot lam shehim chayavim. When a prophet prophesizes that terrible things are going to happen to a nation because they have been found wanting. Kigon, for example, Sheyazirem Barav, he warns the nation there's a famine, Ocherev, or a war, Oshutayafech Otsam, or that the land will be overturned, there'll be an earthquake, there'll be some kind of natural disaster, Oyodolem of Neil Kavish, Vechadome, or great stones will come showering down, there'll be a volcano. He says some tragedy is going to occur to this nation. And then everyone waits. He says 40 days and Nineveh will be overturned, and everyone's waiting. Doesn't happen. And what's happened really is that he was given true prophecy that this would happen, and then in heavens something caused compassion to be aroused, and then the people remained in peace and tranquility. Then the prophet is not has not been proven as a liar. The fact that he said something bad would happen and it didn't happen, that does not make him a liar. And then it's not fitting to say that he is a false prophet and that he gets the death penalty. For God has had compassion and he has removed the bad. And it's possible that they repented and they left their sinful ways. Or God has chosen to delay their payback out of his compassion. And God has decided to extend his anger to a different time. Just as God did to Achav, we'll learn Be'ezrat Hashem on Sunday. Through Elio, he told him, Achav, terrible things are going to happen. Achav went home and repented. So God tells Elio, "Ha'ra'ita k'nichna Achav mipanai? Did you see that Achav has really taken it to heart and he's put himself down before me? Therefore, lo avi ha'ra'a bi'amav, I won't bring the bad in his days, b'mei v'no avi ha'ra'a al beito. In his son's days, I will bring the bad upon his house." So you see, God made a decree, sent a prophet, said bad things are going to happen. Achav repented. So God says, okay, it won't happen in his days.
But what happened? Somewhere else in the time is going to be.
You see that God can make a gzera for bad, and when the person repents, God pushes it off.
Or takes it away altogether.
Or else God might have mercy upon them for earlier merits that they had. And about something like this, the verse doesn't say that you check a prophet and if what he says doesn't come true, then he's a false prophet. That's not what the verse is referring to. But if he promised that good things will happen, that good things are going to happen at a set time, the Omagan will say, this year there'll be peace. And then there were wars that year. Or he says, Shana zo tieg shuma uvucha. This year there'll be a lot of rain, it'll be a blessed year. And then it turns out that year has a famine, a drought, something like that. Then we know he's a false prophet. And we say, okay, his claim to prophecy is undone. We recognize he's a liar. About a prophecy like this, the verse says, "Bizadon dibro anavi lo tagu mimenu." That prophet, he purposely spoke lies. Don't have fear of him. Give him the death penalty. Ratzono lomar, what the verse means, "Al yafridcha." Don't let him scare you. "Al yavilcha min arogoto." Don't let him deter you, make you fearful of killing him. "Emunato v'yoshro v'chochmato." Don't think that because, oh, he seems like a pious person, he seems straight, seems he's smart. No. After he's been haughty enough to claim this great thing that he has prophecy, and he spoke improperly, and he wanted to steer you from God when he claimed he had prophecy when he didn't. Why? Shakadosh Baruch Hu, for God, when he promises a nation good things through prophet, God will never turn back on that. If God says something good will happen, that's never undone. This is the way God validates his prophecy for mankind. There has to be a way of checking out a prophet. So the way we check out a prophet is that when he says something good will happen, and if it does not happen, then we know he's a liar. That's what our sages said. Kol davar sheyatzam pi hakadosh baruch hu letova, anything God said for good. Afilu atna, even with a condition, eino chozer bo, God does not renege on it. If God said it, something good will happen, then it does happen. So what do we see today? We saw that the difference between a prophet and the magicians is that a prophet says what he says with 100% accuracy, and they cannot. And we saw that if a prophet says something bad is going to happen, then even if it doesn't happen, we do not say that the prophet is a liar. We say it's possible that God changed his mind, that the people repented.
You were not good.
And what?
In the case of you were
not. Or right, or a good example is the case of Yonah. And the way we validate a prophet or we verify that he's a liar is if he says a prophecy for good and that does not happen, then we know he's a liar. And where we're going to have to pick up next week is the question, then why was Yaakov scared? God promised him a promise for good. God said, I'm going to be with you, everything's going to go well. And then suddenly he's on his way back to meet Esav and he's scared. What's he scared of? God made him a promise for good. We just said God doesn't renege on that. That's Be'ezrat Hashem where we'll pick up next week.